This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The Avengers has brought in more money than any other movie this year, domestically $600 million and counting, and it's about to make a lot more with its DVD release this week. The Avengers are characters from Marvel Comics, and the number two movie of the year comes courtesy of DC Comics and Batman. This is just the latest contest in a long-standing rivalry between fans of Marvel and DC. Each side believes its heroes are stronger, faster, and more super. So Beth Accomando of member station KPBS went in search of something the two camps could agree on.
Hi, I'm Gary Cerniker, a proud comic book reader since I was 8.
If you want to talk Marvel versus DC, go to a comic book shop.
Well, I started off as a DC, but then I weaned myself into Marvel and have been a diehard fan ever since.
Woo!
Marvel comics are really geared for real-life superheroes.
Like Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, Hulk, and Captain America.
They understand what the real realities would be if you actually had superpowers. They wouldn't be a panacea, and they wouldn't make everything much better. They would probably make your life a whole lot more difficult and complicated, which they do.
That's why Iron Man's Tony Stark struggles with alcoholism, and Spider-Man has to speak to strangers when forced to use the elevator.
Cool Spidey outfit.
It gets kind of itchy. It rides up in the crotch a little bit, too.
Wisecracking humor defines Marvel's characters, whereas DC is marked by a seriousness that's been played up by Christopher Nolan in his epic Dark Knight trilogy.
People are dying, Alfred. What would you have me do?
Endure, Master Wayne. Take it. They'll hate you for it, but that's the point of Batman. He can be the outcast.
Corby Kennard prefers DC's iconic heroes rather than the guys in tights over at Marvel.
When you're dealing with Marvel comics, it seems like they're just some people that have superpowers, and every once in a while they put on a costume and they go out and do something heroic in some way. Seems like a lot more more soap opera-ish when dealing with Marvel comics.
But even rival fans Kennard and Cerniker agree. In the film universe, Marvel's kicking DC's butt.
If there was a case of comic book malpractice, it would be DC.
For cinematic offenses like Catwoman and Jonah Hex, DC fan Donica Hart cites a couple more examples.
Green Lantern, Superman, not the greatest choices.
The last Superman remake, it was like, that was heartbreaking.
6 years later, Lucky Bronson is still shaking his head over Superman Returns.
You know, it should have been inspiring. You're like, I want to go put on a cape or something just for fun. Which is disappointing because DC's characters, I think, are 100 times more recognizable than Marvel characters, but they constantly fail to present to, you know, the audience why these guys are cool.
But the Marvel movies make their characters look so cool that it can prompt collectors like Craig Van Thiel to reassess his buying habits.
You get a terrific movie like that, and then people will say, hey, I'm going to go take a crack at the Captain America comic series or Thor. And even me, I enjoy those movies so much, I'm like, let me take a closer look at the Avengers comic lines that I didn't normally collect.
Another thing rival fans can agree on, DC and Marvel should be using their superpowers to promote comic books through their movies. With great box office power comes great responsibility. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.